Good evening.
Good evening.
How are you, wonderful people?
We're wonderful.
I want to tell you that I get excited all week getting ready for this class. This is one of the highlights in my week. And I was thinking the other night, why do I do this? I do this because I love it, and I'm learning a great deal. So I get excited about coming here to learn something, because I never know what I'm going to learn. But I always learn something. All right, with that said, I have great news for you, wonderful news for you. The gift has already been given. When I say the gift has already been given, you have been given a wonderful mind. And with that mind, you are able to accomplish anything you put it to. When I say the gift is given, it is the gift of mind. It is the gift of imagination. You must have an imagination. Everyone has an imagination. When you were a child, you had a wonderful imagination. Then it was taken away from you. Try, please, to expand your imagination. Is there anyone in here who thinks they do not have an imagination? No. Good. Use that. It is your imagination that is going to bring things into your life. This thing that we call mind that we have is actually spirit. Mind is actually spirit. So if you want to bring something into your life, you use your mind to bring that in. Since we know that spirit is the only thing there truly is in this world. So think about that and keep using your imagination and let it get as wild as it can possibly get. It's the only way you're ever going to think out of the box. And we use that expression all the time, to think out of the box. We are in a box because of our thinking, because we are culturally and socially conditioned to think a certain way. And when you come to the point in consciousness where you realize that you're able to think anything you want, you do not have to think like race mind outside there. You can do your own thinking and you can come up with wonderful things. Anything that has come into this world because of imagination. There's a little guy down there, a little action figure called Albert Einstein. Albert Einstein said, imagination is more important than knowledge. Imagination is more important than knowledge. Use your imagination. That is the gift that has already been given. People are looking around. They think that this thing that we call God should shove something down their throats from heaven, should give them more. It's not going to happen, people. The gift has already been given. What has happened, most people just look at the gift and they never unwrap it. Start unwrapping your gift and see what it contains for you. But all the people in here, the ones that are in the industry, the creative people, and everyone here is creative, you have to use your imagination. So remember that and use it. And ask for more imagination. Ask for better and bigger ideas. Every time you ask for a bigger and better idea, know that that bigger and better idea is coming to you because you are truly living, moving, and having your being in the one mind, the mind of God. And that mind, in that mind, all things are possible. All potential is there. And we can have that merely by asking and affirming and knowing. So when you have an idea, you say, thank you very much. And if it's not the idea you want, you say, thank you. But please give me a bigger, better idea. Give me a different idea. You do not have to settle for an idea. That is the choice that you have. But ideas are constantly coming to you. So remember that. I had a client this week who wanted to become more spiritual. He called it spiritualism, which is completely different. I did not correct him. I knew what he wanted. So I suggested to him, I said, he's been shopping for religions. Many people do that, you know. They go out and try this church, that church, and the other church until they find out, ooh, none of these things will work. So I made some suggestions to him. And the one thing that I said to him, I said, have you ever given this a thought? All that you are is God, but you are not all that God is. He looked at me and he said, oh, I don't think I could ever do that one. I could never do that one. He said, you know, I grew up a Lutheran. I said, so did I. And I gave it a shot. You have to come to that point in consciousness where you absolutely know that you are one with God. You are not God. You will never be God. But you can be one with God. Remember, God is not in you like a raisin in a cookie. You are in God like a wave in the ocean. You're always connected to that source. You're always connected to that mind. Use that mind. And take this mind that you have, this consciousness you have, and raise it up to a God consciousness. How many people are familiar with the thing? I just saw it in a store, and I see it around. What would the Buddha do? Well, I often say, how would God think about this? What would God do in this situation? Think of that. Use that. When you're stumped with anything, say, well, now how would God handle this? And then start doing that. Because you have to start using the mind of God. Not that you're not using that now. I'm just asking you to use it more and to know that it's available to you. All right. Last week, I told you that the great news was that you are innocent. And that is absolutely true. A young lady on this side of the room, she's not here tonight, challenged me on that and said, well, what do you mean by that, that everyone is innocent? Do you mean to tell me that somebody that kills somebody is innocent? And I said, yes, in the eyes of God. Now, how can that be so? Let's look at this logically. If we know that the only thing there is in the universe is God, the only thing that there is in the universe is good, and that we are some part of that, and that this thing that we call God is so good that it only sees things like itself. It never sees anything outside of itself. Therefore, you are always innocent in the mind of God because God cannot see that. God does not see what you're doing. Does that help everybody? You see, what she wanted to do is bring it right down to her level, to an ego level, and bring it down to what we call the world or race mind, which always punishes. Always punishes. Always said you have to be accountable for this. What we do in a case like this is we separate the sin from the sinner. We separate the act from the actor. We never hate the actor. We may disapprove and hate the act that the person did. but you are always innocent in the mind of God. It can be no other way, because God cannot see anything unlike itself. That would be an impossibility. So learn to think that, learn to see that, and learn to be logical about it. We're talking about an intelligence here. And when we talk about this intelligence, you can be logical. You can also keep it very simple. This is a simplistic, very simplistic teaching. And what happens with this teaching? People want to take it, and they want to make it difficult for themselves. They want to think that, oh no, that can't be true, because this thing called God, blah, 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 whatever they're thinking about that, because you have heard all your life wrong things about God. First of all, you grew up, everyone, myself included, grew up thinking that God had human qualities. Humans have God qualities. God does not have human qualities. Therein lies the difference. But we grew up thinking that God had the same qualities that we did, only was superhuman, was bigger than us, could do things that we couldn't do. But he remained human. And he always remained a he. Because men at that time ruled the world. So they had to make something that as big as God, they had to make it a male. God is not male, God is not female. God is androgynous. God is an energy, a life, an intelligence, which penetrates everything. It is the thing itself. And that was our first talk this month, talking about the thing itself. It is a thing. The ancients called it no thing. Scientists today are more interested in what is around the molecule than the molecule itself. Because the molecule, the atom, the quark, whatever, has to come from the nothingness around it. And if you look at your own body, we are mostly filled with holes. We just look like we're solid. We are not solid at all. But it's stuff around us that is the creative medium that we use to create our reality. So with this, we have to look at the thing itself as this energy. The ancient Egyptians worshipped the sun. They could see that. And they were very clever with that idea of Ra, because they could see it. See, we can't see the thing itself. We can only see the effects of the thing itself. They saw the sun. They realized that the sun penetrated everything, and that the sun was in everything. And that's true even today. We would not be here. We would not have life on this planet without our sun. The energy from the sun that hits the earth penetrates everything and is constantly recycled. We would not live without the sun. The food you eat contains the sun. The soil contains the sun. There's not one thing that does not contain the energy of the sun. So, therefore, they looked at it as a god. And you could feel on a sunny day the sun penetrating you, can you not? The only problem with that was they stopped at what we call secondary causation. You see, the sun to them was God, which is absolutely true. To many people, they make other things gods, do they not? But you must go back a step and realize that this thing itself spreads over the entire universe. And of course, we don't know how big the entire universe is. You know, every time they think they've discovered the universe, get a more powerful telescope, and my God, there it is again, more and more and more and more.
And that's only one universe.
That's only one universe. We don't know how many universes there are.
11.
We can see 11. You know that for true?
That's what all the scientists say.
Today.
Today.
Yes.
That's for
true. Yes. Today. Did anyone see the news lately about, wow, you know, we are always so smart and clever, and we thought we had everything named on this planet. We knew all the animals and species forth, and they discovered all those new ones in New Guinea because no one ever went to the top of the mountain in New Guinea. And there on the top of the mountain were all these new species, birds that they thought were extinct and all this stuff. Life is everywhere, people. It's a saying, such is the nature of life, that all it asks and all it wants is an opportunity to appear. And you and I are that opportunity. And it is the purpose of this teaching to make that clear to you. And if you think that life isn't all around you and always ready to appear, don't clean your sink for 1 week and see what life develops in there. It will appear. Life appears. Life is pressing at us all the time. It's pushing all the time. And it's coming through all the time. So the reason why I bring up the idea of the sun is for you to realize it when you feel, and first of all, I'm solar powered. I just love the sun. And when I feel the sun penetrate, especially my chest area, I get thrilled with that and say, oh, that's God. That's God. Which it is. But the thing itself that we can't see, learn to know that it's everywhere. Know that it's raining down on you all the time. That's how you build a consciousness. And that's how you get rid of the old idea. We're in a box because of misgiven information. And we accept it. The man that was in my house, he's not going to accept the fact that God could be a thing, or that he could be part of God, even though there is a thing in the Bible that Jesus said, know that ye are gods. That's probably blacked out of most Bibles, but it's in there. So you have to realize that you're connected with this power. You have to realize that you're connected with this thing itself. That is the basis. That is where you start. That's why we're doing these four lectures in this month. If you get the four lectures this month, and start with the premise that you are one with this thing itself, and know that this thing itself is everywhere, there isn't anything that can stop you in this world. There isn't anything that can stop you in this world except your own mind. That ego part of your mind not being able to give up an old idea. Now this man is not able to give up an old idea because he was raised a Lutheran. And I know, I was raised a Lutheran. And I have lots of cousins that still go to the Lutheran church. And they think that they know everything about it. Except they don't know is that Martin Luther never wanted to start a church the same way Ernest Holmes never wanted to start a church. It was the middle class at that time needed a religion to break away from the Catholic Church that was eating up all the property. Because when a rich man died, they said to him, you'll go to heaven if you sign all your stuff over to us. And if that would have continued, the Catholic Church would have owned all of Europe. And that's why. So here is what I'm saying here. This man thinks that Martin Luther knew what he was talking about. Well, he did, and he didn't. The greatest thing that he ever said was, and they had never heard it before, that goes against my consciousness. That's what made him famous. That goes against my consciousness. And at that time they had a printing press, and they printed that. And his writings and that saying were distributed all over Europe. And it was the first time that anyone ever heard that they had a consciousness, and it was against their consciousness, because they always accepted everything that the Catholic Church gave to them. Don't do that. Remember, in this teaching, we teach you how to think, not what to think. You are free to think anything you want. But the whole idea is to free yourself from the old ideas that you've had or that you still have. It's the only thing that keeps you in the box, that keeps you from having freedom, because you're afraid to give up an idea that somebody else gave to you. Two of the things that no one ever thinks about in their life, they accept them, is the religion that they're born into and the politics that they are born into. And you will ask them, what are my family's Lutheran? My family's always been Democratic. Well, could you think? No, can't. My family, no, can't do that. No, that's who we are. That is not who you are. That is not who you are. So, get the whole idea of the thing itself being with you, around you. Also realize that this thing itself is the intelligence, is the life, is the mind of the universe. And that we live, move, and have our being in that life, intelligence, and mind. And since we do that, we can use that. And we can use that intelligence. And we can use that energy. And that is how you do treatment work, by starting with that premise. What do we always do with treatment work? We always unify ourselves first. Which reminds me, we didn't do a treatment, did we? I bow back up and do a treatment for you. All right. Let's know right here and right now that there is only one power in the universe, and that power is a power for good, and I am some part of that power, and I use that power now to bring into my life my heart's desires, knowing that it is already done, knowing that there is nothing impossible, that what I want, I can have. And I right now want prosperity, abundance, and money. And I let that be so, and so it is. When you do treatment work, you have to know that it's done. You also, when I did that treatment just now, I was very confident that I was using the mind of God. I was very confident that I was using the mind of God. Because I realize that my mind is finite. So, you have to know those. That's how you do it. You have to keep repeating that to yourself so that you see that everywhere. So that you see this thing itself everywhere. Or that you see God everywhere. Now, this teaching, I personally know works because I've used it myself many times, so I can prove that it works for me. And that since I know that God or the universe does not show favorites, I know that it works for you. You see, it's the old saying, what God has done for others, God can do for you. And that is why we get thrilled. That is why we get excited when somebody accomplishes something. We don't say, oh, them again. You get excited knowing that if they can do it, you can do it. And if the universe gave it to them, the universe can give it to you. See, there's no such thing as competition in the mind of God. There's only creativity. There couldn't be competition, because if there was competition, that would mean there was separation. And we know that there is no separation. There is only unity. So get excited. I got excited when I heard Oprah who I understand already has $1 billion, has just signed a 3-year contract for $55 million. Peanuts to her. But I thought that was exciting, you know. So if she can make $55 million a year, everyone here can make $55 million a year. Get over the idea there's anything called scarcity, limitation, or lack of any type. There is no lack in the mind of God. There's no limitations in the mind of God. There are only lack and limitation in our minds. So you have to see prosperity, you have to see abundance, and you have to claim that for yourself. So the thing itself is not a human being. It is an energy that we are all connected with. That it is our responsibility to connect ourselves with it. A light bulb in your home contains electricity, but it will not turn on unless you turn the switch. God is everywhere like electricity, but you must turn God on. As I often say, God is that polite that God will not interrupt you in any way or come into your life in any way unless you ask. And you do not have to ask humbly, by the way. You can stamp your foot, remember, it's coming, want it now. That brings up feeling. That brings up emotion. And we have to do this with feelings, and we have to do this with emotion. We have to open the channels that are in us. So, is anyone here not clear now about the whole idea of this thing that we call God? Is there anything lurking in your mind still saying, no, it's some old man somewhere? First of all, God could never be old. Why is that?
There's no beginning and there's no end.
There's no beginning and there's no end, but God is always in the now. So God does not change one iota. The only thing that ever changes is us. We change. You would not grow old people if you stayed in the now all the time. But you flip-flop back and forth. Then you're also very convinced by looking at other people. Mm. And you see other people growing old and you say, oh, I guess that's going to happen to me. And that doesn't have to happen to you. I told this story once before and I'll quickly tell it. This class may go on till midnight. They did a study about aging, and they took people in their 60s and 70s, and they took them to a house for a weekend that was decorated in the 50s. All the news that came across was in the 50s. Everything about the house was in the 50s. The people actually got younger because they remembered the 50s. They remembered how they looked in the 50s. They remembered all that, and it came about. No mystery to it. It works this way. Okay, that's it. So, now we have the thing itself. Now, how does the thing itself work? The way it works. The thing itself works, this thing that we call God, it only works through you. God can only do for you what God can do through you. So you have to realize that. Instead of waiting for God to do something, you have to start. And you have to affirm, if I start this, the rest of it will be supplied to me. And you have to know that this thing, this power, that's what it does. The universe, this thing that we call God, only gives. And it gives and it gives and it gives and it gives and it gives. The problem is we shut off that giving because we're not ready to receive it. That's why we're constantly stretching our consciousness. Now, how do you think you would stretch your consciousness?
Your imagination.
The gift has already been given. You have to use your imagination. How many people here think that the brain just sits up here with no feelings whatsoever unless somebody hits you on the head with a hammer? Because we've been taught that we can't feel the brain. But you can feel the brain. How do you think you would feel the brain?
Imagination.
Use your imagination. Start thinking about your brain. Start telling your brain what you wanted to do. Your brain will listen and start doing that. We've never been taught that. You knew that.
There's a book.
Oh, is there a book?
Talk to the brain, yes.
Why do I bother?
Is there nothing new?
Talk to the brain. Talk to the brain. Imagine the brain. Go like this and stretch the brain. Stretch your brain. Massage your brain. This is a very good one called tapping to wake up the brain. I do this every morning. And you can feel your brain. So this thing has to work through this brain, through this consciousness, through you, through your body. And once you realize that, here again, you can do almost anything. It all depends on your receptivity to it. You have to make yourself ready. Remember we said the week before, so many people take the thimble to the well. You know, back up a truck, you know, and siphon every bit of water out of there. Take it all. And you'll find that there's more. You see, you can take as much as you want. But you can only have as much as you're ready to receive. And you have to build your consciousness to be able to receive more. How do you build your consciousness to receive more? How many people here are still doing the exercise? Wonderful, wonderful, wonderful me. Every day, you do it. You have to keep convincing yourself. And if your mind, that ego part of your mind says, oh, no, you're not, you have to continue to do it to shut the mind up, that portion of your mind. But you have to come to that conclusion that you're an absolutely wonderful human being and that you deserve everything and that you're worthy and lovable. These are the things that will stretch your consciousness and will build a bigger container for you. We'll build a bigger container for you. How many people here, somebody gives them a gift and they immediately say, oh, you shouldn't have. I say, thank you, what are you giving me next? You have to start doing that. You have to start doing that. You have to start seeing that for yourself. Don't do that. Don't shrink in any way. Become bigger people. Become better people by using the mind of God. Think, what would God think? How would God act in this situation? Or if you want to use the Buddha, I don't care what you use. God doesn't care either, you know. this thing we call God or the universe is impersonal. It doesn't care. That's why in the Bible it says it rains on the just and on the unjust. The sun shines on the just and the unjust. It's only our minds that say, well, why did they get it? I get it. They got it because they built a consciousness for it. Build your consciousness. Let the thing itself come through you to be able to do the work that you want to do. It's Emerson who said, you must get your bloated nothingness out of the way. And that's what happens. We're always standing in our own shadow. We think that we know more. Because instead of using our imagination, we use knowledge. And we say, well, I know how to do that. I know this, I know that, I blah, 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 blah. We know very little, people. We know very little. And what we do know is always changing. As soon as we learn something, then somebody comes up and says, no, I don't think that's right. How many people here learned that Christopher Columbus discovered America? In what, 1492? Now they think, and there was Leif Erikson, remember, he was supposed to have done it way before Columbus, and now they think the Chinese were here long before Columbus or Leif.
What about the Indians? Weren't they doing something here?
They are Chinese.
They are Chinese, okay.
They look sort of Chinese. I don't, but anyway, the point is, things have been stuffed down our throats, stuffed into our minds, that we have taken for fact, that we have taken for truth, and then we find out that it's not true. One of the things is the religion. There's nothing wrong with religion, but religion is man-made. It's completely man-made. It's loaded with doctrines. It's loaded with all kinds of things. It's loaded with sacraments. God never mentioned a sacrament. It's loaded with rules and regulations. God doesn't have rules and regulations. But intrinsically, we all know right from wrong. We all know right from wrong. You see, we think we need all these laws and stuff. The world thinks that we need laws. As soon as we say, well, let's get rid of government, let's get rid of all this, what do people immediately do? Oh, no. Oh, no, then there would be anarchy. People would be rioting in the streets. I don't think so. Most people aren't going to, you know, if the government failed today, would I run out and rob a store or something? No. It's an idea, people. But intrinsically we know right from wrong. We just know that. And most of us are not doing those things. Most of us are not doing those things. So, we have to look at race mind. We have to see what it's doing out there. And as soon as you know that race mind is doing something, don't do it. Don't do it. It's wrong every time. Because it's a consensus. And you don't want a consensus. I'll give you an example of race mind. This week, I happened to have turned on the television set. But you know, it's always my downfall. But I got tempted. And what was on was Two Men and a Half, or?
Oh, Two and a half men.
Charlie Sheen.
Which they tout as the funniest show on television. This was about, the whole program was about the brother who's supposed to be a doctor, a chiropractic doctor. He was having difficulty, of course, with his mother. So because he has difficulty with his mother and she's domineering, he always picks women that are domineering. But Charlie says to him, oh, and he always gets rejected. So Charlie says to him, well, the best way to get over that is to drink. So he drinks. Then he gets sick and he's throwing up in the jaw. And they're showing this on television, by the way. That's complete race mind. And it's giving the wrong message. Numb yourself out. And you will no longer feel anything. The whole idea in life, to master life, is to learn to feel the feelings that you want to feel. So if somebody rejects you, by the way, rejection is God's protection. Don't worry about that at all. You know, if somebody rejects you, they, oh, thank God. You know.
Okay, that's a good way to look at it, actually.
Well, yes, it is a wonderful thing. Oh.
I've been protected a lot.
What have you been drinking? It's the whole message there was numb yourself out and drink. And this was supposed to be funny. It's supposed to be funny to throw up in the jaw. Now, what kind of a message is that giving? That's complete race mind. The other thing that was the whole idea that he has to act that way because his mother was domineering, because his mother rejected him, his mother never told him that he was this, that, the other thing. If that's going on in anyone's mind right here, give that idea up. It's worn out, it's tired, and it's completely boring. Give it up. You do not need it. Know that you have never been rejected, that this thing itself has never rejected you. And it's the thing itself that you're after. Once you realize that you're completely protected, you're completely loved, you're completely taken care of, you don't go crazy with all this other stuff. You just don't go crazy. Well, maybe you do.
I might. So then if I have, and it's not a big if, it's, I have trepidations about my attainment of goals and realizations of things that I believe that I desire. And I'm speculating and I'm asking, is what is in my way that I have not decided between whether I want it because I want it, or I want it because I'm keeping score and I want to demonstrate and I'm getting even to get it.
Getting even with who?
With people who said you're not going to amount to anything.
Well, that's a good motivation. If that's your motivation, you can use that as a motivation, but I would never use that as a motivation. I would say, well, that's an option. I can use that as a motivation, but my motivation is that I am here to demonstrate God and that I am here to fulfill my needs, to manifest what I want in life, you see. And I would give up. Don't bother with other people and what they think or getting back at other people.
I'm just,
or I'll show you, you see. You can use that, start out with that as if that motivates you, but you have to give that up as you move up in consciousness.
I'm thinking that may be what's getting in my way, because I haven't decided why I want to be.
Of course, I hated the word trepidation, you know.
Of course, it's fear.
Yes. There is no fear in the mind of God. There is no fear in the mind of God. Therefore, you must say to yourself, and you must know that there is no fear in the mind of God, and then you must say, since there is no fear in the mind of God, since I'm using the mind of God, there is no fear in my mind. You have to keep doing it that way till you convince this small mind that you are right. Your consciousness knows that. You must make your mind know that. You are not your mind. Your mind is yours. You must learn to use your mind. What we do is we allow our mind to use us. And that, what you just said, was petty. Mm-hmm. It could have never come from the mind of God. That you want to get back at somebody, that you want to prove something to somebody else. You're only ever proving things to yourself. And what you are proving is that there actually is a God. That there actually is a power, that there actually is an intelligence and an energy in this universe that you are one with, and that you can use that to manifest what you want in life. That is called the law of cause and effect. And the law of cause and effect is immutable. The mind of God uses the law of cause and effect.
And doesn't care why you are creating what.
No.
Okay.
No. I used to love to say that to people, God doesn't care. Used to drive them crazy. It's not that God doesn't care. God's above caring. God's into loving. Unconditionally. And God's into giving. God's not into caring. You're into caring. What are you into caring about? What should everyone be into caring about? Don't say imagination.
Loving.
Keep going.
Loving yourself. No,
loving yourself.
That's the only thing you should care about, people. Is to learn to love yourself more and more and more.
Okay, I'm doing that, and I'm still having an issue with this car. It's been 5 months, and the man who fixed my car is being, he's not loving himself. And in turn, I'm letting it affect, I got it right now, I should just, you know, and if I just love myself, then maybe he'll love himself.
She's on a roll tonight.
She's on a roll.
Because all I wanted to do today was take my dukes over there and beat him up.
That's how
but
you
it was very smart.
That's
it was
how
very
you
smart.
Got
I know
in
that's
the situation
how
that you're
I
in.
I know, I thought about that. As soon as that thought popped into my head, I was like, oh my God, look behind you. You know, because I thought, don't say that. But see, because of the, I just get so, I want to go to just boxing someone's ears right away.
The other thing that you used was the word issue.
I only have solutions, which was to love myself and then to love himself.
You don't have an issue. You don't have issues. My God.
Oh.
So passe.
Yeah. Boring.
I was watching the little TV reality show called Dog Whisperer. And the guy takes dogs that are unruly and, you know, they're bad dogs. and he no matter how old you are, he can fix it. And what was so amazing about it was it wasn't the dog, it was the owner.
Mm-hmm.
And the owner, once the owner changed their behavior, the dog changed. It was like overnight. It was so amazing.
All right. Let's look at that closer. When they say, oh, that child is just dreadful.
Yeah. Well, that's what I mean. So I took it as a metaphor for people. You know, I mean, it's the same thing in my mind.
Yes.
You know?
Well, you see, when something's in your mind, she will not give up that.
No, no, I have another
damn story.
No, no, I have another. No, I have another question that I have. It has nothing to do with the car.
Oh, okay.
It's just that when you feel that you're worthy of something, and the other people can't see it, what do you do then?
Know that you're worthy of it. You're not interested in the other people. I keep telling you that.
Yeah, but
you're trying
to
get people to agree with you. You're trying to get people to see you as a good person. Maybe they see you as a bitch.
I'm talking about my car. I pleaded with the guy to go down there and to look at my car so that they would total it out. And he went down there. They wrote the estimate for $17,000. 6 weeks later, it was $21,000. Now, I knew I was worthy of a new car. So why didn't it happen? You're telling me that I didn't believe that I was worthy of a new car?
No, I'm not telling you that at all. I'm telling you that you have that much energy around it. The energy that you have around it is a money issue.
No, it's a worthy issue. Which is, I can't see it then.
Okay. See, sometimes you're too close to a problem to see it. What you have to do is love, bless, and release that problem. And love everyone concerned. Love the garage. Love everything. And it will turn around for you.
Well, it already has, but also, okay, go ahead.
Because it's a problem, it's a problem. When you stop seeing it as a problem, when I stop seeing it as a problem,
it's no longer
a
problem.
Solution.
It's a solution
to something else.
Yes.
Solution.
See, we're the ones who qualify all those things. We're the ones who say, I'm having a problem. Why don't you say, I'm having an opportunity here to demonstrate something?
Yeah, I'd love to share a quick example of something that's changed for me is that I applied for unemployment over Christmas time, really needing it and all this stuff. And I was red flagged or something, so I had to, give all my birth certificates and all this kind of stuff. And meanwhile, they had sent me the forms, and I filled them out. But they were rejected because I was still red flagged, the process or something. But normally, I'm on the phone, and I'm like, fuck you, I'm just so angry, and I'm usually there's just such a thing, and I just really sat with it and said it's the process, and I'm not going to die, and I always have money, and just in a whole different way. And so, I got to call them again after I got unred flagged and say, can you please send me the forms again so I can resend them? And, normally I'd be really angry and all this stuff, and I am usually, believe me, and I still am with cars and everything else too, but I'm just saying for some reason with this I was letting go, and by this time I'm used to this kind of bureaucracy. Just is always a process rather than a problem. And then this week, I get like almost $1,000. I mean, I didn't even have to fill out those forms because the guy was so nice on the other end, and he ended up, I'm shocked because I normally am just abusive, and I wasn't asking him, and didn't have any agenda. I just knew that I'd have to refile everything again. And he just ended up doing it all for me. It was it's a miracle, really, because believe me, that's not the way my life usually goes. So it's just awesome. It wasn't a problem. It was a process.
It's a process. And the other thing is that you gave up anger. You're saying as soon as we give up anger, things will happen. You're not going to be able to use the mind of God while you're angry.
But the thought that it's going to keep continuing if you think that it's going to keep happening, it will.
Well, absolutely.
Well, the only possibility for me today is to look at my car. What gets triggered, And that's it. And once I'm willing to take responsibility for that, usually it'll clear up, because I'm pretty thoroughly convinced, although not all the time, that I caused it, somehow.
No, I know I caused my car.
That's
accident. Absolute
total growth.
Yeah. Yeah.
You must realize that you are always the cause under your own experience. You are always the cause under your own experience. You remember my friend Alice Toomey? The bartender turned lesbian.
motorcycle rider, and then became a house mother at Barnard College. Lovely woman. She did make the final transition. But I love Dallas, and she said to me, Dallas, nothing is happening to me. I am the happening. Nothing is happening to me. I am the happening. You are the cause of your own experience. You're using this law of cause and effect, whether you know it or not. How many people have you heard say, I knew that was going to happen? And it's always something bad that they knew was going to happen. Instead of saying, I knew something good was going to happen to me. You see, we can just jump over to that other side so quickly. It's the same law doing that. If you know it's going to happen, then no good things are going to happen to you. You have to know, as Jeff knows, and as you know, that the sitcom treatment that you've done is now working. It's already on the air. You have to know that. You have to know your treatment's already done. Because it's the law of cause and effect. Don't wait and always say, I knew that was going to happen, because it's the bad stuff. But the law of cause and effects works because it doesn't know the difference. It doesn't qualify things. That's why you're always innocent, because God does not qualify. God only sees good. Only sees good. So you must only see good, and you must only see good in yourself. And we all have a dark side. We all have things that we would like to improve. Learn to improve them. But you don't improve them by dwelling on them. You improve them by dwelling on the good that is within you. So that you, when you dwell on all the good that is within you, that good expands. And it expands enough to push out all the bad. But we say, we can't, or this is wrong with me, or that's wrong with me, and we expand that. We breathe what I call life into it. Thought is energy. Where thought goes, energy flows. So withdraw your energy. Withdraw your energy. You are constantly breathing life into that situation. You will not allow that situation to go because you're looking for what is called justice. And there is no such thing. Give it up.
I'm having a hard time with that.
Well, I knew that. And we're not picking on you.
I don't care if you are. I have a hard time with it. I mean, 5 months and my car's still in the shop today.
So I'll try giving it up, and maybe in a day it'll just clear itself up. You spent 5 months hating it now.
I don't hate my car.
I'm not saying the car.
I think it's my emotion. If I could just separate my emotion, and I think Danny hit the butt. I don't know who said it. I forget your name. I'm so sorry.
I am. That's right.
Yeah, she said it's the process. And sometimes I don't like the process, or the process doesn't move fast enough for me. So, yeah, I live. But I know. I mean, I know everything. She said sometimes I fall into race mind, and I got to pull myself back out.
Well, we all fall into race mind. After all, it's all over the place. It's everywhere. All right. Now, so anyway, the thing itself, the way it works is through the law of cause and effect. And what does it do? What does this thing do? Well, we know that it makes all things new. and it brings into your life anything that you want. Because that's all the universe does, is give, give, and give. I have some cards. Life always comes to us. Life always becomes to us the particular thing we need. When we believe that it becomes to us that particular thing. These always sound like little riddles, but they're not.
Say it again.
Life always becomes to us the particular thing we need when we believe that it becomes to us that particular thing. Do you get it?
No. Was that Ernest Thompson?
It becomes when we believe it becomes.
That's why I only do a few of his things. You have to believe that everything that comes into your life comes into your life because of this thing called God. And that what you're looking for is going to be there for you. But you have to believe that. It's not just saying, oh, it'll never come to me. Oh, that isn't right, this. You have to make it the particular thing. You see, there's a saying. To see God, you must become God. Now, you can never become God, because God is all there is. God is everyone. But if you want to see God, you have to start acting like God. You have to start bringing on God-like qualities to yourself. And that's what we're not taught ever. Well, we're taught to be nice and smile, be polite. But it has nothing to do with God.
But our imagination is infinite, right?
Your imagination is infinite.
So we could imagine being God.
You can imagine being God. And that's what you want to do. You want to imagine being God. Always. And imagine if you were God. Look at the power that you could have. Look at all you could do and so forth. And you can do it. Start imagining it. Start doing it. The overmind must be accepted into our mind before we can understand it. Must be accepted into our mind, the overmind, or the, Emerson called it the oversoul. I call it the overshoe. But you have to think of that, this overmind. You have to know that it's there. And you have to accept that into your mind. And that's what you're doing here. You're learning to accept that it's a thing itself. You're learning to accept the way it works through the law of cause and effect through you. You're learning those things. So you're learning to use the mind of God or the overmind. Love points the way and law makes the way possible. Love points the way. So love. And then the law of cause and effect makes the way possible. Remember the three things that I live by?
Worthy, loving, and deserving.
No, I live by those, but that's not the one. That's not the one. That's not the
one. My streak, he just shot me down.
I'm always divinely guided.
Blessed and protected.
I always take the right turn in the road. And God always makes a way where there appears to be no way. You want me to do that again?
Yes. Slowly.
I am always divinely guided. I always take the right turn in the road. And God always makes a way where there appears to be no way. I got that, by the way, from my friend, Betty, who made her transition many years ago now, I think, 6, 7, 8 maybe. got it from her. I introduced her to the science of mind. She was a Christian Murty friend. Does anyone know Christian Murty?
Yeah.
Yes. She had all his books and so forth. A wonderful book. Left me money, you know. Yes. This one is very good. To return to a sane simplicity is one of the first and most important things to do. Keep it simple, stupid. Always. Keep it simple. Keep this simple. There's a power. I can use the power. There's a law. I can use the law. There's a thing we call God. I knew that God loves me. I knew that all things are possible with God. Therefore, all things are possible with me. Simple, simple, simple. But we rush out and have to read 9,000 more books to get that God is a power that can be used to bring good into your life. And that we're all one with that power. Simple, 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 simple. Don't make it complicated.
Dallas, can I ask a question?
Yes.
I think it was a Rumi saying about the prison.
It is. Why are you in prison when the doors are wide open? That's Rhoda's favorite saying.
Well, I was thinking about that when Lisa and Diane were talking about their situations. How do we? Because it seems to me like when we have a situation like that where we're entrenched in it, we're creating a prison for ourselves.
Yes.
How might we open the doors to that prison when we find ourselves, if we can observe and identify that?
Well, the first thing, you have to become aware of that, that you're in a difficult situation. Then you will immediately realize that there is a solution to that. And that solution is in the mind of God. And I am now using the mind of God. And then I get my bloated nothingness out of the way. And I remember that I am the Fun and Entertainment Committee. God is the Ways and Means Committee. I don't mess with that, and that committee doesn't mess with me. You see, the human mind wants to make everything a problem, and it wants to make everything a big problem. And there's no such thing as a big problem in the mind of God. God does not know big and small. God does not know problems. God only knows solutions. God only knows possibilities. God only knows potential. But we stop ourselves and we put ourselves in that prison. I'm going to give a talk called Purgatory. You'll love it. Most of us are in purgatory all the time. We don't know it.
I just noticed today, because I actually was saying I keep it little stupid, and I was noticing I was getting things done that I wasn't able to do before.
Yes.
But I also noticed that I was maybe making things really complicated, because when it was simple, I was getting really bored. I was getting like bored with, you know, possible. But that was like a technical, I'm a hairdresser, and so like when I was just keeping it simple, it was all falling into place, but I was bored, so I would.
So you made it complicated.
I used to make it complicated to entertain myself. I see that, but
yeah. But you can entertain yourself different ways, you know. Well, keep everything simple. Just keep it simple. You know, it's this intellect, and the world out there wants to make everything complicated so everyone can puff themselves up and say, "Look how smart I am." You know. Doesn't make sense to me. What we draw from it, we must draw through the channel of our own minds. What we draw from this thing that we call God or this universe, we have to draw it through our minds by using
our imagination.
Thank you. So it boils down to this. God in man, as man is man. God in man, as man, is man. It can be no other way, because there is only God. And it's wonderful. And so are you, and so am I. And there ends the lesson. Thank you.
So it is.
Thank you all for coming. There's a basket for donations for Dallas. There's a sign-in sheet there. I want everybody to know that next Friday, and for the three Fridays after that, Dallas is going to be filling in for Candace on three Fridays. So he's going to be teaching here Fridays at noon. Not tomorrow, but starting the following Friday for 3 weeks, I think. Thank you.
So it takes a little bit to download them.